Good evening. You're listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM on your dial. We're here to bring you some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz every Sunday night from 8 to 10, so we hope it can make us have a sticking around and listening to our sounds. We'll have some news at the top of the hour for about 5 minutes, and we'll be back with a second hour of The Feeling of Jazz. I'm your co-host, Kent Lindquist. My co-host, Dr. Al Carnes, is on a well-deserved break, and he'll be back with us soon. Tonight we are going to feature some exceptionally long tracks, but I think you'll really enjoy the music. These are the famous Buck Clayton Columbia Jam Sessions. They were cut between 1953 and 1956. Now, when Columbia Records came out with the first 10 and 12-inch LPs in 1948, it was quite an innovation in eventually replacing all of the 78-inch LP records. And the early years of the 12-inch LP, people had it kind of a hang-up. They still wanted to make 3-minute, 3.5-minute tracks that were old 78 LP length, because that's just the way records were cut. And then in 1953, George Zavakin, who was the head of the jazz A&R at Columbia Records, got the idea, well, it's time we stretch out on these LPs, and let's put on some old-fashioned jam sessions, and we can really let the artist explore their solos and extend their solos. And so he thought the best thing to do would be to call an old friend, Buck Clayton, who was a trumpet player in the Count Basie band for 10 or 12 years, and then Buck freelanced with his own groups for several years, and he's also a well-known composer and arranger. And he asked Buck to put together some jam sessions and to contract to bring in the different musicians, which Buck gladly did. And so Buck would sit down and write out, sketch out charts for the introductions and endings of the particular compositions, chart out some riffs to play behind the soloists, and just let everybody come in and jam. So over the 3-year period, we had the famous Columbia Buck Clayton jam sessions. And for these 2 hours tonight, we're gonna explore a lot of these records. And we're going to open up with the Moulton Swing, which was written by Minnie Moulton out of Kansas City. Benny Moulton had a Kansas City band in the mid-30s. And this is kind of the national anthem of Kansas City swing. And I'm going to give you the artist. There are quite a few artists, but we've got a long track, so we've got to acknowledge these artists. We've got, of course, the leader, Buck Clayton, on trumpet, Joe Newman on trumpet, Irby Green, Benny Powell on trombone, Lem Davis on alto sax, Julian Dash on tenor sax, Charlie Fox on baritone, Sir Charles Thompson on piano, Freddie Green on guitar, Walter Page on bass, Joe Jones on drum. It's nice to hear the rhythm section of Freddie Green, Walter Page, and Joe Jones, because they're the original rhythm section in the Count Basie band. And Sir Charles Thompson does his best Count Basie imitation on piano. So let's start out with our first jam session track, Moulton Swing.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, this is the famous Buck Clayton Jam Session on Columbia, cut December 14th of 1953. And that was not cut in a club or at a concert. That was just some invited guests that came into the studio that were enthralled by that last track, which was The Moton Swing, written by Benny Moton. And again, we're going to list the personnel because they were so exciting and good. Buck Clayton, Joe Newman on trumpet, Herbie Green, Benny Powell on trombone, Lem Davis on alto sax, Julian Dash on tenor sax, Charlie Foulkes on baritone sax, Sir Charles Thompson on piano, Freddie Green on guitar, Walter Page on bass, Joe Jones on drums. December 14th of 1953. That was one of the earliest jam sessions on Columbia, led up by trumpet man Buck Clayton. Now, another track from the Buck Clayton jam session is Don't Be That Way, which was a great hit by Benny Goodman's big band in the late 30s. And Benny Goodman's name is on the composer credits. However, it was clearly written by Edgar Sampson, who was one of the great composers of swing music in the 30s, with tunes like Blue Lou. Now, on this particular jam session track, we've got Buck Clayton back on trumpet, leading up the group. Joe Newman is again here on trumpet. At this time, Joe Newman was in the Basie band. Herbie Green back on trombone. Tommy Young is on trombone, who was working with Louis Armstrong's little group at that time. Lem Davis on alto sax, the great father of modern tenor sax, Colin Hawkins. Charlie Foulkes is back on baritone sax. We now have Billy Kyle on piano and a fine rhythm section again with Freddie Green on guitar out of the Basie band, the Judge Milt Hinton on bass, and the former drummer out of the Basie band, Joe Jones. This is Don't Be That Way. Thank you. Another swinging track from the famous Buck Clayton Columbia Jam Sessions that were cut between 1953 and 1956. That particular track was cut on August 13, 1954. Of course, the leader there, Buck Clayton on trumpet, Joe Newman on trumpet, Herbie Green, Trummy Young on trombone, Lem Davis, alto sax, Coleman Hawkins on tenor sax, Charlie Foulkes on baritone sax, Billy Kyle on piano, Freddie Green on guitar, Milt Hinton on bass, Joe Jones on drums. Now we're going to turn to a ballad. It reckons back to the early years of the Count Basie Band. This is one of my favorite ballads by Herschel Evans, the tenor sax man in the Count Basie Band at that time. And it's resurrected here for the Buck Clayton Jam Session. Blue and Sentimental. And on Blue and Sentimental, we've got basically the same personnel that we just heard on Don't Be That Way. So let's listen to Blue and Sentimental. Thank you. Great ballad written by Count Basie, the staple in the Count Basie band for many, many years. This is from our highlight group of the week, the Buck Clayton Jam Sessions on Columbia that were cut between 1953 and 1956. That particular track was cut on August 13th of 1954, and had some fine tenor sax solo there by the Hawk, Coleman Hawkins. Now we're going to do another thing out of the swing era that was updated in 53 by Buck Clayton for his jam sessions that he cut in March of 1955. This is Blue Lou. And on Blue Lou, we've got this is a different personnel. At this time, Buck Clayton brings in Ruby Braff on cornet. Benny Green is here on trombone, just a fine swinging trombone player. Coleman Hawkins, the Hawk, the father of modern tenor sax, was back on tenor sax. Buddy Tate, who's in the Basie band at one time, is back on tenor sax. Al Walshlin on piano. Steve Jordan is on guitar. He's subbing for Freddie Green on this track. Milt Hinton, the judge, is back on bass. The former Basie drummer, Joe Jones, on drums. This is Blue Lou. Thank you. another great track from the fabled Buck Clayton Columbia Jam Sessions. That one was cut in New York on March 15th of 1955. And that was a reprise of the old Edgar Sampson great from the classic big band era called Blue Lou. And everybody had their best efforts on that one, because we got Ruby Braff on cornet, Buck Clayton, the leader, on trumpet, Benny Green and Dickie Harris on trombones, great Coleman Hawkins on tenor sax, Buddy Tate on tenor sax, Al Walshen on piano, Steve Jordan on rhythm guitar, the judge, Milt Hinton on bass, Joe Jones on drums. Well, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz here for the better part of the last hour here on Lakeshore 89.1 on your FM dial, and we hope you enjoyed the sounds. We endeavor to bring you some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz every week. We're going to take a little break for the top of, at the top of the hour for the news. It'll be about a five-minute break, and then we'll be back for a second hour of some more great Buck Clayton Columbia Jam Sessions. And so we're going to close out the first hour with the thing that was written by Andy Razoff, who wrote a lot of things with Fats Waller, and Chu Berry, a tenor sax man in the Cab Calloway band. They put together a modern swing classic, Christopher Columbus. So this is the Buck Clayton Personnel with Christopher Columbus.